This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we give you tomorrow's news tonight, right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, both AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol agents, too, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe on this third watch right now. Now, you can... Everybody that's out there working right now on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, we want to thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. But now it's time to kick back, relax, and enjoy my next guest in my next segment. And of course, you over-the-road drivers, that's hard for you to do, but just turn the radio up a little notch, and I'm sure you're going to like what you hear. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, and we're also on Getter, and we're also on Parler, and we're also on Truth Social, and we're also on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America over there. So don't forget to check all of that out. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the great metropolis of Michigan, we have the one, the only, the perpetrator, that's a new word for you, of pertinent information, Ron Edwards. And Mr. Edwards, where is he? Here, there he is. I had to find you. I had to move some snowflakes out of the way. They're on the other side of the lake. They're not where you're at. All right. All right. Thank you very much. That takes care of that. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, I'm going to play a little something here and see if you know who this here guy is. Recognize that?
I don't recognize the voice.
Jerry Lee Lewis, that's from 1964. Whole lot of shaking going on. He died at 87, but the man was a legend, and of course he got into some trouble over a period of time by marrying his teenage cousin, I guess it was. And they kind of had to hide out for a while, and the cops were chasing them down because they had laws against that sort of stuff, especially in the Deep South.
Absolutely. Yeah, no pedophilia back then.
But he was a good performer. I mean, he had good music and good stuff. And, of course, he was also the brother of Mickey Gilley.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I knew that. Yeah, he was one of the first major rock and roll stars in the same era as Little Richard and Elvis and all of that. So he's part of that crowd. Bo Diddley, great musician, great pianist.
Yeah, but just thinking something. Bo Diddley was a gunslinger. I used to listen to a lot of that music. It was already out, and, of course, they were oldies at the time when I heard them because I wasn't listening to the radio when they first came out in the 50s, and a lot of that stuff came out in the early to mid-50s. So I was just a knee-high to a grasshopper at that time. I didn't even know what a radio was.
I wasn't even a thought, or I wasn't in existence then yet, but, yeah, it's great, great, great music, John.
Yep, rock and roll. Now, let's see, I got about a minute here to go. I'm going to talk about Paul Pelosi after the break. I just want to throw this out there. Early voting has dropped amongst the young voters out there. That's kind of surprising in a way because a couple years ago they were hot to trot to get to the voting polls, but not this year.
Democrats are counting on young voters because they are a huge source of support. Most of your younger Americans are leftists because of the continued indoctrination. But voters between the ages of 18 and 30 account for just a fraction of ballots cast ahead of Election Day. Only 5.4% of early ballots in North Carolina, for example, were cast by voters aged 30 or younger, a decline of more than 10%. When compared to 2020, and Democrats are going to need younger voters to come out on Election Day in order for the numbers to hold. And if they don't get that heavy youth voter turnout, they're going to have an even more difficult time, which I hope is the case.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll know soon enough. And don't know exactly where that's going to go, but we're going to keep our eyes on it for sure. And this is a weird election this time around. We're a little harder to predict, even though it looks like as if it's going to be a big red wave coming. But, you know, I can't really say with certainty that that's going to be the case, but it does look like it. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, going out with a little low rider. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Will the NFL be forced by anti-men leftists to become the NFFL for National Flag Football League? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Over the past 20 years, anything manly that represents a sense of tough challenges, danger, and overcoming possible setbacks has been under attack and saddled with overzealous efforts to make the violent sport of football a safe little haven in order to kill interest in the sport. In a recent Monday Night Football game, Kansas City Chief lineman Chris Jones appeared to sack Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, forcing a fumble and recovering the ball. But because Jones accidentally landed on quarterback Derek Carr, then officials threw a flag for roughing a passer. Monday Night Football announcer Troy Aikman correctly said that it was time to take the dresses off with regard to excessive roughing the passer calls. Of course, overly sensitive leftist media members went to Nutsville, calling Aikman misogynistic. I want to know, what should we call those who are seeking to literally destroy NFL football and expunge strong masculinity from society in general? I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I will remind you that you hear that every time he comes on the program and in a couple of extra times during the week. Also, Constitutional Grounds brings you that segment. And, of course, Constitutional Grounds is a hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many people are raving about. And because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee Center and display seen on the RonEdwards.com website. That's the RonEdwards.com, the website, and make your purchase there. Now, I'm going to do a little something here because I got my Turbis Tumbler right here, the big one. Let's see. Oh, boy. Now, I have, that's my first cup of iced coffee, because I make iced coffee with the Constitutional Grounds, and I really like it. It's really good. And what I like about it, you know, not only not being acidic, but it just goes down smooth, smooth as silk. And by the way, Constitutional Grounds coffee is the coffee that
you want in your cup.
There he is, that bass man. He came sailing through the door. I heard him. I saw him. All I saw was a streak out the back door, so the streak is left. All right. No, that's good coffee, so you got a good thing going there. By the way, George Godfather told me to tell you hi, and he buys your coffee every month.
Oh, tell George hello, and thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Yep. Now, going back to a couple things here, and let's see here. I got a message here, an email message. I want to see if it's pertinent to what we're talking about. It may be. Let's see. Thought we have an agency, the fabulous, famous Internal Revenue, that is quite capable of reviewing financial documents. Is there an issue that this agency needs assistance? Mr. Trump or other individuals are forced to share on multiple different areas. This is wrong. Well, she's right. It is wrong. What do you think?
Absolutely. This is the case about the Trump losing. Let's see here. Man, my screen just totally died here. Trump, he's in kind of hot water here, and it's... But it's not good hot water. I mean, it's not, in my opinion, for something that he's done wrong. I just think that they're going after him. This is about, she was talking about where he loses the appeal of keeping his tax returns secret from Congress.
Right. Right.
Man, this is terrible. While President Trump's Department of Treasury refused to comply with a request from the House Ways and Means Committee for Trump's tax returns for 2013 through 2018, the Treasury Department reversed itself under President Joe Biden and said that the records would be turned over to Congress. Now, I just have to ask, or I'm just wondering, what in the world are they looking for other than something? See, when you're on that level of financial dealings, there's going to be little things that you do or don't do to cover yourself when it comes to taxes and all of that. It's not illegal, but, you know, you move your money around.
It's called expenses.
Yeah.
And the receipts.
And they're trying to nail him.
Yeah.
And try to make him look bad. And they could just come out and say, well, he did this, that, and the other.
They are.
And most people don't understand the how big money people, how that works.
Yeah, you're right.
And they can go along, and it could be a total misunderstanding based, you know, in the public, because they're being misled by the media, who's against Trump, and by the government officials who are going after him. And this is some sick stuff. Our country is on our deathbed almost, and you have congressional office holders still trying to go after Trump over BS.
Well,
wicked stuff.
You ought to be glad you're not in Arizona, because in Arizona, the governor out there, Katie Hobbs, is trying to blame her challenger, Carrie Lake, for the campaign headquarter burglary that they had. But the police, of course, made an arrest, and that arrest proved that to not be true. But Hobbs is still peddling the story.
Well, I'd love to be in Arizona, because Hobbs is going to be swept out of office. bigly, as Trump would say.
I hope so.
After an individual broke into Hobbs' campaign office and stole several electronic items, Hobbs accused Lake of inciting threats that culminated in the break-in. And see, this is the same kind of crap that Michigan Governor Whitmer is doing. The Republican candidate is bringing up real.
You didn't say that right either. It's Whitmer.
Yeah, I said Whitmer.
Yeah, okay, you did. Okay, you got to make sure you get the witch in there.
Oh yeah, that's
Halloween is coming up. We got to get the witch in there.
That's what I always have dubbed her. She acts like a real witch up here.
You're right.
Whenever Republicans bring up good ideas or they make points about things going on, then and if something happens, they blame the Republicans because there's a nut job out there. Kerry, this is just unbelievable. But what I like is that how Kerry Lake stands up to it. The threats against Arizonans attempting to exercise their constitutional rights and their attacks on elected officials are a direct result of a concerted campaign of lies and intimidation, according to Kerry Lake's statement here. And she went on. I mean, Kerry Lake really lit into them and lit into the media about this kind of chicanery. And that's what it is, chicanery. Hobbs has been campaigning Joe Biden style, hiding out. In fact, she ducked out of a campaign a few weeks ago. Only Lake showed up. It was for NPR.
Yeah.
And you know what NPR did? Even though it was Lake that showed up, they basically told Lake to go home and did a separate interview with Katie Hobbs.
Wonderful.
Who ducked at the debate.
All I can say to that is wonderful.
Hobbs is going to get wiped out. I mean, if you've been watching the campaign down there, it's very obvious.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention something here before we have to part. Tom and Giselle Brady, number 12, and his wife of Tampa Bay Bucks, they filed for a divorce and joint custody of their kids. Now, Tom Brady obviously says that this is his last year playing football, that he finally agreed to that. He's not going to play after this year. And that's the reason, I guess, why they're getting the divorces, because she did not want him playing at all this year.
Well, that's what she's saying, but here's the thing. When you look into it, she has been kind of getting tired of the marriage even for months,
yep,
long before this situation came up. So she might have been working her way out of the situation anyway. And he just decided to go back and play football again. That is not a reason to divorce someone.
No.
A successful football player, he changed his mind. People do change their mind.
Yeah.
For her to say, well, I'm out.
Yeah. All right. I will talk to you next week. Have yourself a great weekend and go Bucks.
All right. Take care.
Bye. All right. Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bank of America's CEO says consumer spending in the United States hasn't slowed down yet. Speaking to CNBC, Brian Moynihan says a combination of a slowed down economy and higher interest rates would lead people to think a slowdown in spending would come. However, he says it hasn't happened yet. Paul Pelosi is expected to make a full recovery from his injuries following the violent assault at his home in San Francisco. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's spokesperson releasing a statement saying Paul underwent successful surgery to repair a skull fracture and serious injuries to his right arm and hands. This as police officers who responded to the assault against the speaker's husband are being praised by San Francisco's police chief.
I'd like to thank the responding officers for their swift action this morning.
Chief Bill Scott, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That the Captain's America is available on GCN. Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain.
Yes, indeedy, the captain did send you. And let me tell you about HeroesMile.com. If you are a military veteran, or maybe you're on active duty, or maybe you're a first responder, and you're having problems of any kind, it doesn't have to be just post-traumatic stress, or maybe you got an alcohol problem, or maybe you got marriage going south, maybe you got some financial problems, whatever the situation is, you need to get a hold of the folks at Heroes Mile. They will work with you. They will help you. Now, heroesmile.com is the website. That's heroesmile.com. That's the website. But you can also call them and speak to a live person and set yourself up to go over and visit, or they'll come to you. The number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, NOW, N-O-W, the number 2. That's the number to call. And the website again, heroesmile.com. They're great people. I've met them. I've talked to them. I've seen who they work with. I've listened to some of the people that they've worked with as well, and they're on the right track. Military people helping military people, first responders helping first responders. So check them out. HeroesMile.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's obvious the Democrats are having problems because they're leaking like a sieve when it comes to things that are being divulged. And the last few weeks of any election cycle are always the dumbest. And 2022 has been no exception, despite the fundamentals and the generic ballot average of which now favors Republicans. And, of course, the Democrats have been clinging to a few of the outlier polls and misleading and incomplete early voting data to once again try to show that it's a rebound. And look at us, we're in charge and we're going to win and we're going to this and we're going to that. No, they're not. No, they're not. Now, what do you think from what you see?
Well, I think, Captain, that, you know, number one, it's way too little too late. Number one, especially with trying to get the oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, thinking that's going to make some kind of dent in the gas prices, this kind of thing. But I think it's a real disconnect on the part of the Democrats. Now, internally, they may have their own polls. They may really understand that they really are in trouble. But they are continuing to bank on the idea that certain groups are going to vote a certain way and that they always will, and the Democrats can do pretty much anything they want to and still get elected. I think a lot of that's going to change on November the 8th.
Well, Joe keeps talking about releasing the oil and what a great thing it is that it's doing, and it's causing the price of gasoline to go down. And somebody yesterday said that the price of gas had dropped 4 cents. Well, again, I'm going to tell you something. Here I am. I'm looking at it. Yesterday, when you and I talked in the morning, it was $3 and a penny a gallon. It was the wholesale price coming out of the refinery, correct?
Right.
Well, now it's $2.91. That means it's down a dime. However, oil went up and it stayed up most of the week, and it hasn't come back down to below where it was. So technically, oil got another shot in the arm this week and went up. Crude oil, whether it's Brent crude or whether it's West Texas crude. And again, $2.91 a gallon on the gasoline coming out of the refinery, which was $3 and a penny yesterday. I do not believe that you can hold back the price of gasoline. Somebody is apparently doing it because it's gone up from $2.61 to $2.91, but yet the big pump price has not gone up anywhere, to my knowledge. Have you seen it go up?
Not really at all. So it is very interesting kind of coincidence, isn't it?
I think that somebody has been talked to and said, listen, if you don't raise the price, wait till after the midterm elections, and then we don't care what you do because we may not even be in power or whatever. I think that's where we're at with all of this, and they're hoping that the gas companies will fall in suit and you know, play follow the leader here. But I believe the gas prices are going to get a shot in the you know what, because they're higher than what they were before. They got to raise them.
Well, of course. You know, Captain, it was interesting, too. I think, didn't Joe Biden just recently say that gas prices were $5 a gallon when he took office? You know, you can't get any more crazy than that, it seems. But it's unfortunate because part of that is really to try to hoodwink people into thinking that, oh, yeah, we've always had high gas prices. I guess it's not really that big a deal. Let's vote Democrat, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, if people don't understand this time, and if they just decide to vote Democrat because that's what they think the best alternative is, they're out of their mind, because they're going to get what they're going to get, and they're going to get much higher prices, and I don't want any part of that myself. I don't know about you, but I don't.
Well, of course not. And the president also said that if you elected Republicans, inflation would get much worse. And, of course, he's been taking a lot of ribbing for that, at the, shall we say, at the very least.
Yeah, ribbing is the understatement of the year.
Right. Well, but again, it's that they want to say just about anything to make you think the absolute opposite of what your eyes tell you and what's happening in your own life in terms of your budget and this kind of thing. And, you know, it's all just one big illusion, I guess.
And the eyes have it. Now, yesterday was National First Responder Day. There were some incredible stories going around the lunch table in a lot of these firehouses and police stations about things that people had seen and had been a part of. And kudos to my brothers of the badge for putting in another year and getting us through another mess.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Captain. When you see the first responders go by, you hear the sirens, and you know they're going off to help somebody else who really needs help, literally on the worst day of their entire lives. You know, we wish them well.
Yep. Now, in Alaska, we've got two Republicans, because that's the way the highest number of votes showed up, two Republicans voting that people are voting for, and a Republican will be elected senator in Alaska, correct?
That's right. I think it's the top two vote-getters. You're right. They're both Republicans.
And I think the first one's name is Tashibaka, and the other one is, of course, Lisa Murkowski, who's being backed by Mitch McConnell and his dark money.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, it seems to me, too, that the McConnell faction, as you might call it that, may also be under scrutiny by the voters.
And there is another congressional seat that's in trouble, and it's in Connecticut, because the Connecticut Democrat, Johanna Hayes, has fallen behind her Republican challenger there. That's another seat that right now is leaning red.
Well, right, and these are typically safe seats, or that particular seat as well, right? And so to have this kind of thing happening with this much, it being this pronounced, it really does show, Captain, that things have really changed in terms of what the electorate wants and what it's seeing and what it's, I think, the direction it's going to go.
Now, you want to know how I know that the Democrats are in big trouble in Georgia and they're trailing?
How's that?
Because the late-night comedy hosts over on NBC and CBS and ABC are mocking Herschel Walker as stupid and incapable as a black man of being a senator.
How horrible is that, really, isn't it? And unfortunately, it just shows that the liberal left will resort to the kinds of things that are just really, really reprehensible like this.
Now, you want to move to Ireland anytime soon?
Probably not, but, you know, they're very nice people there.
They want to jail for hate speech the offenders up to 5 years. Jail them.
Interesting. Well, different system. That's what we can say there. Absolutely.
Different strokes for different folks, right?
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. We're going to have our Truckers Highway and Bible report. We'll let you know about that. Got a little nostalgia for you to play in the way of music. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Thank you. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All night long.
That's an oldie but goodie, Kyle. 1983, Jerry Lee Lewis. And who was that playing the guitar?
Who was that?
Keith Richards.
Really? Keith Richards? All right.
Mm-hmm. And he was singing along, cool. too.
Well, of course, Jerry Lee Lewis, yeah, passed away at the age 87. You know, obviously a pioneer in rock and roll. There's just no doubt about that.
Yep, and double yep. What is this? Sean Hannity divorced? Who is this? I don't know. That's, oh, Christine's telling me Sean Hannity divorced. I didn't know that. Did you?
I did not know that. No.
All right. Well, whatever. I guess it's in the water or something. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Exactly.
All right. Let's take a look at the weather. And you started out west. Tell me what's going on, and then I'll take it away.
Well, you know, Captain, we're looking, of course, ahead to next week as we're seeing two different atmospheric rivers that are going to impact into the Pacific Northwest region. Still a little bit of rain already over the weekend, but as we get into the middle of next week, we're going to see 2 to 6 inches more of rain in certain areas as it comes into the Pacific Northwest. So be ready, because that means more snow in the higher elevations, of course, and it's going to be a lot of water. That's for sure. Down near Reno, Nevada, along I-80, we definitely are going to be seeing another early winter storm. It's going to bring in some gusty winds and snowfall, and also colder temperatures as we head into next week. And so you want to be aware of that if you're going to be traveling in that area. And up in Montana tonight, we do have some high winds, and that's going to be in the northern part of Montana. Also, I believe we've got a winter weather advisory there as well. But in terms of the rain on the map tonight, we're still just seeing it. This is going to be in southern Oregon, and a lot of that's moved east off of the interstate, off of Interstate 5, between Medford and Roseburg. We were seeing that move off the interstate. And now, at least as of right now, it's going over Highway 97, just north of Klamath Falls. So be careful out there this weekend and drive carefully.
Well, we got some fog on the way up to Milwaukee tonight, right coming out of Chicago, so be advised of that. And then there'll be some fog up there around Green Bay right at the moment. Don't know if that'll be there for the whole weekend or not, but it's there now. And moving on down, coming all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico, we have a system right there, right hanging right along the edge of the Gulf, where we've got some windy and rough conditions. The sea is disturbed pretty much so all the way over to, let's see here, Pensacola, a little bit further east of Pensacola at the moment, and all the way from the Texas Mexican border. So there you go. Now, taking a look at the east coast of the country from just about Jacksonville on up through South Carolina to about Myrtle Beach, you've got some rough seas there, as there is some wind, and it's blowing the water around pretty good there, so you might have some beach erosion as well. And then moving up the line, you don't have much of anything until you get up to the Carolinas, and then up in North Carolina right now, North Carolina, you've got some fog. You've also got some rough seas. There is a system out to sea, probably 50 miles offshore, just enough to let you know that it's there. And then Virginia, you have some fog there. In addition, there's also more fog when you come up towards Jersey, and some rain, it looks like, tonight. There's some rain in Jersey. And then around Long Island, you've got some rough seas there, gale warning there around all of Long Island over towards Connecticut and up to, but not including, Cape Cod. And you've got some rain over there, too. Got some fog mixed in with all of that. It's kind of miserable up through there. Then you got some rain as you go up towards Boston. And then it changes to fog all the way to Nova Scotia, up the coastline there. So that's what we got going on. Now, Kyle, how about you telling us how to hear a show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, your website
is KyleWarrenShow.com. So that's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's right.
All right, and we look forward to talking to you again on Monday morning. So Be careful, stay low, and don't let any big wads of water land on you up there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Have a great weekend.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and we do appreciate him being on the program. And again, check him out, kylewarnshow.com. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. And on the line, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't even want to mention the name of this guy that accosted Nancy Pelosi's husband because he's worthless. But the man who police say broke into the house of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home and assaulted her husband posted memes and conspiracy theories on Facebook. Here we go again about COVID-19 vaccines, the 2020 presidential election, and the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. I haven't seen that stuff, so I'll just believe that the article that they put out is accurate. But what do you know about all this?
Well, his thought process was kind of all over the place. And he's also an illegal alien from Canada.
Wonderful.
He apparently does have an interesting background, including being homeless and being weird for years, very weird, to include the people that knew him disassociated themselves with him. He disassociated himself with his own family. He made hair bracelets and sold them, and he was part of a nudist colony out there.
The homeless nudist colony.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that makes it easier.
But in the meantime, you've got people out of Washington, D.C., including Biden, who was at a fundraiser, blaming Republicans for this man.
Really?
And for the attack. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why is it they can never look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know, they're out on this street because of us, not because of Donald Trump?
Well, it wasn't so much even Donald Trump. I mean, Biden said Republicans.
Yeah.
But if you don't think that, I mean, the bigger thing is that, you know, there's so much anger and violence out here. That, you know, Washington, D.C. government is in business, in policies, and in issues that they shouldn't be in. I'm not giving this guy any pass by any means. But we find these manifestos and these blogs and whatnot that people are angry for all kinds of reasons.
Okay, hold that thought. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.